Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over.
Mr. Jackson,
sorry about your brother.
He will live to regret it. I'll see you today. You hear my heart?
Starring Gary Dordan from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Forward then.
To independence now.
Tomorrow.
The United States.
Yeah. They say those who do not move do not feel their chains, but the African people aware of their pain, aware of the game, invader deception, black presidents who are white man extensions, people from Cape to Cairo rebel, cause fake independence and ongoing hell, colonial ties still keep them chained, the richest continents getting robbed again, the IMF and World Bank criminal schemes, what about reparations to me? It seems that every metropole from Amsterdam to Paris and Brussels was built with the hands of African labor, a slave relation, developing Europe at expense of the nation. But Africans rebel from the first conquest till flag independence at last accomplished.
Il y en a qui demandent la vie de tout l'impérialisme. L'impérialisme, regardez dans vos assiettes quand vous mangez les grains de riz, de maïs, de mil importés. C'est ça l'impérialisme. N'allez pas plus loin.
Yeah. Hey yo, the spirit of Lumumba lives on in Congo, like Thomas Sankara in Burkina Faso. Samora Michelle, it was Viva Frelimo, but Mozambique still fighting for freedom. Why did these three who dare to invent the future then clash to the fullest extent with the colonizers? If we open eyes, if we can see the rich whites, we're scared of rising African power, real independence, a people's politics, anti-capitalism. So they stifle their growth in every way, so that South Africa looks colonized today. For any flaws of Mugabe, that ain't what they hate. Zimbabwe's not a colony, make no mistake. Look at AFRICOM, the African command. That's the US and a puppet shaking each other's hands. Divide and conquer is a hell of a tactic. They blame Africa for relations that backward. The whole basis was plunder from outside Rwanda, Uganda. The Sudan's divides, pushing forward war for precious coltan. So cell phones and PCs are sold in lands where people don't know how they were constructed. Your Windows now functions from a child's destruction.
Double man. The only way their purpose can maintain its existence is by
can eat it. And only one way. Because if we do this, we're just going to lead to full profit. Eventually, really leads to more resistance, and finally, the whole question will be resolved with either the uneconomic destruction of the oppressed, or the end of oppression, the end of economic pain. And that's what we're working for, revolution. Movement in general, there's a movement to